If you're a new listener to Rad Radio, here are a few things that will make no sense at all to you. Sourdough, Badoop, and how this show has been number one for almost three decades. Enjoy. This is Rob, Anybody, and Don.
Quick follow-up to food news, RAD at radradio.com. We got this from Derek.
Hi, Derek.
After a listener emailed in that we've gone from pre-chopped onions to pre-wrapped russet potatoes.
So that one's weird.
Ready to bake. They're all lame and lazy.
And are they seasoned inside of the wrap?
Right, yeah.
I'm not going to go on my rant about how pathetic and disgusting it is. It says so much about society. And the newest thing is ready-made quesadillas. They're so difficult to make a quesadilla.
Well, it's perfect if you're going to a party and you're supposed to bring something and you spaced on the idea and you're like, I have to hit the store last minute. These potatoes are the quesadilla for an appetizer.
The quesadilla
for appetizer, potatoes for dinner for sure.
Another commentary on society. This speaks for itself. So Derek says it's scary how this world is turning more and more into the movie Idiocracy. That's been said for 4 years. It's so true. Yeah. It's not long before we start putting Gatorade on our plants because it's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes. So not true.
Maybe I'll be able to keep plants alive if I use Gatorade.
If you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, coming up later that I'll promote during a next segment. Don't worry about it because it's not here. It's later.
Nothing to see.
We got you.
Nothing. Yeah.
No. Right. Yeah.
There's stuff. We already talked about the stuff that's come. That's on Rad TV, and then it's come. And when I do what I was about to do in 10 minutes, you didn't hear any of this. None of it happened.
Do you want me to fire the cue card guy?
It's not even his fault.
Really?
Not even close to his fault.
Oh.
No. It's all me. All
right.
Cue card guy. By the way, just because I know we have a lot of people that work at delivery companies, I do have a question. So I was driving through on my way to work through what I call rural suburbia. So it's like it's a suburb, but it's rural. So you're like 5 minutes from a suburb, but you're out in the rural area where you have the deer and the raccoon and the dark streets.
Oh my!
And no street lights and then within 3 minutes, oh hey, there's a freeway. Oh, there's a grocery store, etc. And at 3:15 in the morning, just one of these things that catches your eye, passing me in the opposite direction on one of the rural roads was a UPS truck. Mm. And I would love if somebody that works for UPS could tell me why. It's not the holiday season. Why would a UPS truck be on the road at 3:15 in the morning, nowhere near a UPS loading or unloading station? Again, 3:15 in the morning, driving down a rural road. Just curious if there's a reasonable explanation or if we have to make things up, like there's a bunch of bodies in the back, drug deal. They've been, you know, carjacked, truck jacked, whatever.
I've got a less egregious guess there. Maybe this guy or gal had to take their UPS truck home. For some reason, maybe their car's in the shop, and they ask their manager, hey, can I take the UPS truck home, and I'll bring it back in the morning?
And I'd like to know, is that allowed? Sounds like a liability to me. I mean, obviously, a lot of police stations let cops drive home with their cars, but is that something that UPS does? A lot of delivery people listen. I'm just looking for a reasonable explanation, or is it like, that is on. Hmm.
I wonder how much farther out he had to drive, because you said it was around 3:15,
again,
right?
Or she.
Because... I've noticed that there are deliveries that people will want like between 4 and 7 or as early as possible. And I know I've been given those options before. And so maybe this is something he's got to get to someone by 4, 4:30, however.
Or she.
I say he, it covers all genders, people.
No,
oh,
boy.
Really?
That is not the position of Williams Broadcasting in 2024.
Yeah, but since I'm a woman, I could say that in that moment.
Yeah, you're a white woman. You're losing ground.
I'm definitely casting bodies in the back of the car because it's a rural area. It's a little early. If a cop was to get behind it, the cop probably assume, it's just he's delivering an early package, you know?
Or
and there's
she.
Probably nothing up to any bad doings.
Right. Or she.
Or she. Or she, yes.
But what we do know, that it is a fact that these UPS trucks that all these men drive,
oh God,
that they are not air conditioned. So a non-refrigerated truck with a bunch of bodies in the back, maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh well, maybe that's why they're driving in the middle of the night.
That's why he is driving in the middle of the night.
Get there quick.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees with Rob's Change. That's what I want with Rob's Change. That's what I want with Rob's Change. Make your best guess and estimate. Ba-da-ba-ba. The calculation in Rob's Jar of Change with Rob's Change. That's what I want with Rob's Change. That's what I want
Caller 18 is Joanne. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
All right, Joanne. Joanne, by chance, are you driving a UPS truck at a high rate of speed by chance right now?
I'm driving, but not a UPS.
Okay. All right. It just sounded like, you know how the UPS trucks have the doors open.
Yeah, no doors sometimes.
Or no door at all. That's right. We've had 10 guesses and clues, Joanne. If you can give us the right amount of money, you win it. What is your guess?
$195.56.
That takes care of yesterday's clue. The first clue, the second clue, the third clue. Legitimate guess, $195.56. Getting oh so close, you can smell it. It's like that KFC cologne we just came out with. $195.56 is too high. The correct answer is lower than $195.56. We will play Win Rob's Change again at 9:30.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.